Well, now to our architectural curiosity department. We talked recently about the belvederes some merchants in Victorian times built as lookout posts on top of their houses. Now Martin Byram from West Yorkshire brings to our attention a whole village full of curiosities and follies.
I've always been interested in follies and rogue architecture, and about 6 years ago, my wife and myself went on holiday to Suffolk, and on that holiday, we happened to visit Thorpe Ness, and was fascinated by the place. I like making history to tell me more about the village itself, why it was constructed, and who lived there.
Thank you very much, Martin. Nick Patrick is on the case.
A 30-minute walk north along the beach from Aldbrough, and you come almost into a wonderland. A collection of weather-boarded cottages, a medieval gatehouse, and a home 100 feet in the sky, towering over the scene. You could be stepping into the pages of a storybook, but this is Thorpe Ness, a very British creation of a Scotsman.
His name's Glencairn Stewart, but he never used his first name. He's always known as Stewart.
Ailsa DeMille, the granddaughter of Stewart Ogilvy, speaking in 1996.
He was the fifth son out of eight children and had elder brothers, but various things happened to them. One of them died, one of them this and that, you know. And when his mother died in 1908, Margaret Ogilvy, he was left the estate.
The family had made their fortune building railways, and one of their houses at nearby Sizewell had plenty of land with it. Stewart Ogilvy, a barrister and playwright, had ambitious plans for this part of Suffolk, a holiday village for the discerning few. Ailsa DeMille.
G. Stewart said that his village would be different. It would never be anything but a village, a seaside village, for people like himself who wanted to go on holiday but didn't want to go and be tied up with people on the pier and razzmatazz and all that sort of thing. They wanted for peace and quiet and sport for the family.
Michael Staff's parents worked on the estate, and he grew up in the village.
The only other place that bears any similarity to it, of course, was Port Marion. He had to buy something like 60,000 trees from Notcutt's nurseries to plant there.
There were no trees at all, not one single tree, completely bleak. And where the mere is at the moment was just a boggy fen.
The mere remains the centrepiece of Thorpe Ness, a shallow, artificial lake littered with tiny islands that's been the playground for generations of holidaymakers.
The mere was originally salt mud flats,